Dr. Michael Huff is an assistant professor of music at Snow College in Ephraim. He is an active member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who decided to attend the Broadway showing of the award-winning musical based on his religion during a trip to New York.
It's really, from the standpoint of a musical production, it's first rate.
Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
What was interesting about my response to it, I guess Act One, I thought was really, really great, and it was funny, and it kind of poked fun at the LDS culture and especially the missionary culture in really cute and in a lot of ways, I thought, accurate ways. But the culture.
I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use.
Then Act Two happened, and by the time the show was over, I wasn't so much offended as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but I was offended just as a person because the show took just a very lewd turn.
Huff went with a friend who had similar experiences while watching the show. They felt the content crossed a line, that it was inappropriate.
There's a memorable line in the song, I Believe, and I can't remember which elder it is, but he's really, in a very sweet way, at first proclaiming his faith and saying, you know, here are the things that I believe in.
It was supposed to be all so exciting to be teaching of Christ across the sea, but I allowed my faith to be shaken. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed to have
But the laugh line comes toward the end of the song where he sings, you know, I believe that God changed his mind about black people.
Before 1978, black members were not allowed to hold the priesthood or, from what Mormons believe, the power of God on earth. But in 1978, the church presidency allowed black males to hold the priesthood for the first time.
If one really understands how the process works, it wasn't so much God that changed his mind about black people, but it was people in the LDS church that changed their mind about black people, particularly the leadership of the church, in my opinion.
That in 1978, God changed his mind about black people.
Black people, you can be a Mormon. A Mormon who just believes.
The leaders of the church in the 70s were acting on the theme that really runs through the entire Book of Mormon, which is, I inquired of the Lord. I had a question, I didn't understand the answer, and so I inquired of the Lord, and I got an answer.
Huff doesn't officially represent the LDS Church, but he does have an opinion about how the LDS leadership responded to the musical when it first opened in 2011. They purchased Playbill ad space, inviting people to read the actual Book of Mormon, and shared missionary contact information.
The ripples, I think, have been really, really interesting, and not all bad.
While Huff will not be attending the Salt Lake City Eccles Theater performance, or any other future performance of the Book of Mormon musical, he is not surprised by the popularity of the show in a state where the headquarters of the church organization that is the focus of the musical is located. There will be a total of 24 runs of the show in a theater that seats 2,500. Meaning as many as 60,000 people could be seen along with the cast of the musical comedy about two young Mormon missionaries who travel to Africa to preach the Mormon religion.
Makes my eyes kind of blur. I can't believe I'm about to baptize her.
And he will baptize me. He will hold me in his arms and he will baptize me.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.